Good morning. It is now time for a quick Castle Country update. Joining me in the studios, I've got Joe Giuliano. And Joe, we're here to talk about the Kiwanis Radio Auction. It's coming up. It's actually only a couple weeks away.
Yeah, Sunday, April 2nd. It's just 2 weeks away, yes.
That is crazy. I feel like we just had this auction. Here it is time again once this year. Now, Joe, when it comes to the Kiwanis Radio Auction, Kiwanis, for those that don't know, what is it that Kiwanis does for our community?
So Kiwanis is actually worldwide. We're a fund for kids. Most of the kids, it's 12 and under, but we do high school, college for certain things also. And our Kiwanis Club, we've been so busy this last year. We were 100 years old last year.
Wow.
Price Kiwanis was 100 years old. So we never did have a celebration. Hopefully we can have one this year. But with our funds, we donate back to the community. We donate to the eyeglass program, hearing aids, car seats for the community, and we do a Kids Day in the Park every September where we have door prizes and hot dogs and ice cream and pop for kids 12 and under, and then Christmas time we do the sub for Santa.
There's always so many great things going on with the Kiwanis Club, and like you mentioned, all of the things that you guys do, you're dedicated to our community and the kids in our community. Without Kiwanis, there would be so many kids that go without their eyeglasses or their hearing aids or anything like that. Not to mention the day that you guys do at the park, the Kids Day. It is so much fun, and it is crazy packed every single year. And you guys give away a ton of great prizes.
Yes, that's one of our biggest give backs for the year. And just to mention, we wouldn't be able to do that and the Sub for Santa without our merchants who donate to this radio auction coming up and all the people who listen and purchase the items.
Right.
That's where we raise our funds. The second fundraiser coming up just 2 months after that would be our Ducky Derby. But without our community, it wouldn't come together.
Right. So. And that is exactly why you need to make sure to tune in coming up on April 2nd. Now, you guys always do the Kiwanis Radio Auction on a Sunday. It's always Sunday, and it's always early in the morning till you're done. There's really no quitting time.
Yes, we go on air about 9 o'clock in the morning. It's always the first Sunday in April, unless Easter falls on that Sunday. And we go till we're done. Sometimes it's 8 o'clock at night. Sometimes it's a little bit earlier. So.
Right. So basically what you need to do is tune in to Castle Country radio stations and listen in for that Kiwanis radio auction. Now, you guys do it on a Sunday because you literally take over the entire radio station. There's not, I mean, aside from Paul, but he's a Kiwanis member, there's not a radio station employee here. You guys are on air all day long, auctioning off incredible items that have been donated from either businesses or community members. And they're always really good items.
Yes, very good. Cash, we even have cash donations, which help out a lot. And a plug for the Andersons. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do this because they give us free rein of your radio station all day long on one Sunday a year.
Yeah.
And so, and we try to clean up after ourselves. So. But
hey,
sometimes it's
there
messy.
Have been years. There have been years, Joe. Well, you can always tell when I love coming back on Monday after the Kiwanis auction because a couple of reasons. A, you guys always leave some really good leftovers in the fridge. I always get to have really good snacks. But I also get to go into the back room and see how many items were purchased during the day. And it's just such a really good feeling to know that we live in such an incredible supportive community.
Yes, the people are just great, fantastic in this area. And all of our money stays here, 100%, stays in Castle Country. Everything we make is donated right back. Nothing is kept for fees or anything.
Right. All the Kiwanis members, you do this voluntarily. You're not getting paid to do this. It's just something that you are passionate about and you want to do.
Yes.
So make sure to tune in. Again, the Kiwanis Radio Auction is taking place on the 2nd. That is coming up in just a few short weeks. Now, as always, you'll be able to kind of stay updated on all of our Castle Country Radio Facebook pages to kind of get sneak peeks on what kind of items are coming up. I know that we will also be adding things to our website so you can kind of see what's going to be on the auction. But definitely make sure to tune in. And then, Joe, as usual, if you're purchasing items the day of the auction, you can come in while you guys are here to pick up those items. But then the following week, you can also stop by the station to pick up items.
True. We prefer you come in the day of the auction because after that, everybody goes back to work and it's hard to have somebody here to collect.
Right.
So we'll usually stay here at the radio station for another week after that. And then I move it up to helper in the pro shop in the bowling alley. Try to get it all done as soon as we can. Last year, we had some items and it never did get picked up. So I hope people follow through this year.
Right, for sure. Again, April 2nd, it's the Kiwanis Radio Auction. Joe, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I don't think so. You've covered it all. You did a good job.
Perfect. Again, make sure to visit castlecountryradio.com. Check it out on our Facebook pages. And make sure to be ready to call often and bid often for the annual Kiwanis Radio Action on April 2nd. That has been another Castle Country Focus. And you can hear this interview in its entirety on our website, castlecountryradio.com.